1. Why do philosophers care about travel? The supreme moments of travel are born of beauty and strangeness. Robert Byron, first Russia, then Tibet, 1933. The train wasn't crowded, but its passengers were loud. 2 seats behind me, a couple were quarrelling over Trump and Hillary. 2 seats ahead, a couple were noisily engaging in a sex act. This prompted a hushed debate across the aisle. She has her face in his pants. Well, dear, all the more reason not to talk to her. The whispers dragged my gaze to the window again. It was early spring, ice breakup season in Alaska. Fingers of sleet slushed across the glass, blurring trees into snow and blotting out hills. I'd boarded the Aurora Winter in Anchorage, the state's biggest city, and was now headed inland to Fairbanks. My journey would take all day, but most passengers were on board for a few hours or less. Some flagged down the train from one snowdrift, only to hop off at a seemingly identical snowdrift 20 minutes later. I peered past the drifts into the forests and imagined leafy trails leading to log cabins. Returning to my book, I tried to ignore the groans and grumbling rising around me. They do say that travel broadens the mind. There's a myth that philosophers don't travel. It is fueled by Socrates, who never set foot outside the city walls of Athens, and by Kant, who never travelled more than 100 miles from his birthplace of Königsberg. What's more, the philosophy of travel is not a recognised field of inquiry. There are no books on the philosophy of travel, no university lecture courses, no conferences. Despite all this, many philosophers care about travel. The notion of a travelling philosopher is ancient. Strabo, geographer and traveller writing at the turn of the first century, included those looking for the meaning of life among those addicted to mountain roaming. The wisest heroes were those who visited many places, Strabo said, for the poets regard it as a great achievement to have seen the cities and know the minds of men. Some philosophers travelled extensively. Confucius spent years travelling through states now part of China, and legend has it that his contemporary, Lao Tzu, wrote most of his teachings at a border crossing. Descartes fought as a soldier in Eastern Europe, and later became something of a vagabond. Thomas Hobbes, Margaret Cavendish, and John Locke wandered the European continent in political exile. In the 20th century, W.V. Quine used steamers and aeroplanes to visit 137 countries, and Simone de Beauvoir used her trip to China to write a book. Philosophers have also argued travel is important. Francis Bacon claimed travel would bring about the apocalypse in a good way. Jean-Jacques Rousseau thought it was essential to education. Henry Thoreau believed we would all be happier if we ventured into the wilderness and picked huckleberries. Travel is tangled with philosophy. It poses philosophical questions. Can meeting unfamiliar peoples tell us anything about human minds? Is it ethical to visit the Great Barrier Reef if its corals are withering? Is travel all about men? Further, philosophy has affected travel. The philosophy of space encouraged seaside tourism. Philosophical ideas about the sublime spurred mountain climbing and caving. Philosophy of science produced travelling scientists like John Ray and Charles Darwin, and encouraged every sailor on the high seas to collect far-flung rocks, plants, and cryptic objects of strange operation. The philosophy of travel isn't a thing, but it should be. Asking questions about travel and exploring ways philosophy has changed travel can help us think more deeply about our journeys. Thinking more deeply about things is usually worthwhile. It can increase our appreciation and enjoyment of them. Along the way, this expedition will show that not all philosophers are as hidebound as you might think. Many led lives beyond the armchair. George Berkeley fought off wolves in a French mountain pass. Isaac Barrow battled pirates whilst sailing to Turkey, although he loses gangster points for later describing this skirmish in Latin verse. Why do philosophers care about travel? The 16th century French philosopher Michel de Montaigne offers an answer. Montaigne spent years roaming Switzerland, Germany, and Italy, and his 1580 essays are riddled with reflections on travel. He argues travel shows us the diversity and variety of the world –